Let's get into the dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, so is Kirby and the staff being completely honest with Carson Beck about his play? Are they coddling him, as some of our listeners have said? Oh, he's holding his quarterback too tightly. Listen, Kirby said this when asked about when Carson needs to hear these moments of adversity about what he's dealing with. We don't sugarcoat it.
There's need to hear, and then there's need to reaffirm what's true. You know, what's the actual truth? Because we don't deal in narratives and themes and what people say and social media fodder and what you guys think. We deal in truths, and the truth is what we usually say tell them. You know, like, that's a good decision, that's a poor decision, that's a good drop, that's a bad drop. That's a good protection of the ball. If you're going to take a sack, that's a poor protection of the ball. We deal in truths, and we don't go much past that.
Okay. I mean, I get it. You know, just keeping it real, keeping it inside those four walls and drown out the noise. Anything that any other coach has said, Kirby said that a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I just, but yeah, like, you gotta have faith in your teammates. And it just, I haven't heard, there's nobody squawking or saying anything about Carson Beck. And the other thing with Carson, guys, it's funny because after Kirby called, you know, Pope an idiot for dancing around after they lost the game at Ole Miss, we've had so many people on social media and even some talking heads going, but he coddles his quarterback because he doesn't believe in Gunnar Stockton.
You're right.
Hello.
You're right.
Know, I mean, he sees him every day at practice, he's riding and dying with Beck. You know, I know you mentioned Jaden Rashada. Oh, eventually. But right now, he's Kirby's always done this. He always goes with the guy with the most reps and the most experience.
Yeah, even when it costs you, though?
Yeah.
The answer is yeah, right?
Well, I mean, if this blows up in their face, if Tennessee finds a way, because I think three losses, you're out, period, is, you know, you can argue, was Carson Beck as dynamic? And you and I, we had this debate. I think Oren was saying, no, you don't have to have a superstar quarterback. You have to have competent quarterback play. But when your defense is kind of just not what it used to be in your offensive, that's where you really do need this the total dual threat when your offensive line can't protect. Now, I know that easier said than done, right? But still, I just feel you need a little more dynamic quarterback play than what you're getting. And then, let alone, don't throw it to the other guys.
I'm with you. Meanwhile, Kirby was asked about the SEC. Is it more challenging without divisions? Here was his response.
Yeah, I think the statistics say there's more parity. I mean, just looking at the sheer differentials in games, looking at the matchups, looking at the number of teams that are still in it, some of that's because of the non-divisions. It brings everybody into it. But there's a lot of good football teams, and it's a war of attrition. It's like I've talked about all year. It's an emotional roller coaster that you don't want to be a part of. You want to navigate this thing with a long-term mindset in your approach to it. And there's a lot of good football teams out there, and there's a lot of good games left to be played. There's a lot of good teams left to play games.
Here's the message.
Who's typing furiously in the background, by the way? Was that Seth Emerson?
Some reporter. Might have been some reporter.
Hey, dude, I feel bad for that guy's keyboard.
Heavy hands. heavy fingers. The message is simple. We cannot get outplayed the way we did up front last week. And I'm sure that he has challenged both the offensive and defensive lines to step up. It doesn't matter who's running the football. Doesn't matter who's running the routes. It really doesn't even matter, to be honest with you, and we know it's going to be Carson Beck who's throwing the football. We got our butts whipped last week. And so coming into this game, Mike, that is the message from Kirby to say, what are you going to do about it? And if the Dogs win this game, and again, I still think they will. I do think it's going to be close. But I just feel like if you're asking me right now in his career who I'm rolling with, am I rolling with Kirby Smart in these big moments, or am I rolling with Josh Heupel? I'm rolling with Kirby Smart. Because I've seen his teams respond even when we thought they were not going to do it. So I'm rolling with him, but that's the message. Are you guys going to step up and block some damn body? Are you guys going to tackle correctly, make the plays where you're supposed to make the plays and be in the spot you're supposed to be in? That's what got you beat last week. Ole Miss got after you, and you didn't respond the way you needed to. So that is what I think he's preaching, and we'll see what happens on Saturday. We'll see what team shows up. We'll see what Carson Beck shows up. But if they don't respond in this moment, they just know it's all on them. It's their fault that they're not going to be in the college football playoff.